This weekend, urban planners have been meeting in Biloxi, Mississippi. They're drafting design concepts to rebuild Gulf Coast communities that were devastated by Hurricane Katrina. But they're encountering a big problem. Stricter hurricane codes could make rebuilding too expensive for many people who lost their homes. NPR's David Shaper reports.
Of all the challenges he faces in trying to guide the rebuilding process in Biloxi, Mayor A.J. Holloway is especially worried about East Biloxi, 80% of which, he says, was destroyed by Katrina. It's one of the poorest and oldest sections of town.
When this city was built in that area, we had no code. So it was just built as hodgepodge or whatever. Mama lived here, and the son and the daughter built right next to them.
On East Biloxi's Wisteria Drive, Donna Cruz plays Yahtzee in a big green military-style tent that sits where her boyfriend's mother's house once stood, a tent she shares with a handful of neighbors and relatives who are all waiting for FEMA trailers to put on their lots. It's a neighborhood tightly bound by generations of shrimpers who all grew up together. As she surveys the remnants of houses shoved aside and ripped apart by Katrina's storm surge, the gossip here is about who is hoping to come back.
See, Joel Mitchell, okay, his is off the foundation, too. He's going to go on a bulldozer, but he plans on rebuilding. Kathy and Johnny Powell, that's what Hurrah's house hit, they're going to rebuild. Now, Miss Ainsworth, Kathy's mama, I don't know what she plans on doing.
Cruz says she and her boyfriend hope to rebuild, too, but she says some neighbors already realize they won't be able to.
Captain Bull can't even find his house. It's somewhere in the swamps. But, he's putting a trailer there, but he's not going to rebuild. They said it had to be sold, you know, on stilts or whatever you call it.
In fact, many of those who think that they'll be able to rebuild in the same low-lying areas that they have lived in may not be able to afford it because the homes will have to be built much higher off the ground to comply with new post-Katrina building elevation standards soon to be adopted by FEMA. It's become the biggest obstacle to the teams of architects, engineers, and other urban planners who have come to Biloxi from across the country to work with local counterparts and begin designing ways to rebuild Mississippi Gulf Coast communities. Steve Muzan is a planner with the New Urban Guild in Miami.
We were looking just a moment ago at scenarios where you might have to put a house, the bottom of the floor system, 24 feet in the air. In some cases, and so what that does is that puts you in a scenario where you're literally having to, you know, you may have $150,000 just to get to the floor plate, and then you start building the house from there, and so any hope of affordability is totally out the window. I mean, it's lost. You're taking those people and saying, sorry, you can't come back. In essence.
The Gulf Coast communities aren't required to adopt the new federal standards as their own. But residents of those that don't would probably not be able to get financing or insurance for any new structure that is built. Either way, many of those who want to will find it too expensive to rebuild their homes in East Biloxi and other communities along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. David Shaper, NPR News.